Welcome back to another episode of Wear It Right with Shan. Shan is me. I am her. Trust me. I'm very sure about that. I want to talk about retailers sitting on high inventory and what does that mean for the consumer? Because we see it, okay? The demand for what people care about has changed, and that has changed how we shop. People want more experiences and less things. So stores are ending up over-ordering based upon old year patterns of people and how they used to spend money. And consumers been paying attention to their money and their time. So what are they doing with the inventory in the stores? That's what I'm talking about today. Welcome to Wear It Right. A lot of retailers do not want to store old items. It takes up space and it will cost them more money on the new things that need to come in that have no inventory space to be on the shelves. So things will be heavily discounted, and we know places like Ross are closing, Walgreens are closing, and other major stores that carry a lot of inventory. When it comes to profit margins, basically how much a brand wants to sell something for, how much the store is getting, and how much is it going to be charged for that item in the store in order for everybody to get paid. The profit margins are bad because what was expected did not sell at the price they thought it was going to sell for, so everybody's getting a lesser cut. Or the item was lost through theft or incorrect labeling or putting it in a package that is not the correct item. Stores going forward will basically have to cut back on how much they order in. And so you're going to find yourself going into a store. They said they had it online. You get there and they're sold out. Because a lot of stores, their inventory doesn't update the day of. It updates the next day compared to what sold current day. And so it's going to be hit or miss. What are consumers thinking? Consumers right now are thinking, pay the big bills, pay the important needs like utilities and things they need to get to the next payday, and everything else falls behind that. So sometimes maybe paying their rent, paying their mortgage, paying their car payment, paying their credit cards will come first. Paying their gas bill, their electric bill, putting gas in the car in order to get to your store will come. And then if they get there and they can push something back, or they can move something around, or they can maybe drive Uber today, they can afford those shoes. But if they can't do none of those things, those shoes are going to stay on the shelf. People are not breaking their backs to be able to get the latest anymore. People are not caring about showing up with the shoes that came out yesterday, tomorrow. We don't care, okay? And a lot of things are being duped, meaning if this is the main brand that has this style, I promise you there's another brand that has a style that's similar to it. And we have content creators who specialize in finding dupes for shit that is super expensive. So a lot of times when people have things that are high priced, they're going to miss out on the profits from the majority of people who can't afford that high ass price. Will you sell it at that high price from some people? Yeah. The people that care about other people knowing they spend $500 on an item when they could have got a dupe for $145. It just depends on your social media or on what you care about. The sales purchasing team and the inventory team in stores have to be on the same page, meaning everybody has to understand the customer that's coming to shop. People are focused on discounts and value shoppers are outside. Okay, that is who's outside. People are couponing. People are price matching. A lot of stores' policy is going to change, so keep an eye on that. What they used to accept before, they're not going to accept now. Returns they used to allow, they're probably not going to allow now. People right now are worried about being fit, looking fit, and then buying clothes for their new body. Buying clothes for their new trip.
Loving the conversation, Shan. Man, I appreciate you for putting this together and always being supportive to everyone's voice. Who am I? Y'all don't know who I am. I'm Drake, B. Drake with Everything Culture, the podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. And Shan knows that we have been doing this for 7 years now. Pod fam, love to support, love what we're doing. With Everything Culture, we talk about different cultures, backgrounds, traditions, social norms, and we do so by bringing guests on our show to get to know them on a personal level and learn a bit more about their lived, learned, and professional experience. And then we bring them back on the show with other individuals with shared experiences, with different perspectives, and have conversations about certain topics. If you ever want to check us out, holler at us. We're on anywhere you can type in Everything Culture. There's no I, it's an A. Get back to the conversation. We love it. Peace.
People would rather spend their money on traveling than spending the money on having something in their closet that they're probably not going to get to wear. And people want to go out and eat, and they want to taste good food, and they want to travel for good food. And so most of the time, if people are buying shit, they are buying shit online. Now, I will say this. What's helping me not buy as much online is these fucking tariffs when it comes to this U.S. shit, okay? The prices on the items that you are buying now, you'll notice that sometimes each individual item that you're buying comes with a delivery charge or a shipment charge. So if I'm buying a shirt and I'm buying a pant and I'm buying a bag and I'm buying earrings, I can see within that order, they're charging me $2.99 for these two things to ship, $2.99 for these two things to ship. So by the time I get to the end of the cost and the taxes and the shipment, I done spent $10 extra trying to ship all this shit to my house. So that might encourage people to shop more in stores, but what stores are going to be available at the price range of what's being sold online in person? It's like, do I want to buy a $12 shirt and have the shit to my house? Or do I want to go into a store and hope that a shirt is $12 and I'll just pay the taxes? It's going to be that a lot. And a lot of these brick and mortar stores are disappearing, okay? I'll say this. I'm almost 40 and the idea of shopping in the mall irritates my spirit. I hate going to the mall, and my kids are stepping into their time of wanting to be at the mall, and I detest it. Okay, I am an online shopper. I like to shop online. On top of that shit, credit card companies are closing revolving credit card users, meaning the people who use their credit card and also pay their credit card on time, but not in full, their accounts are being closed because the credit card company is basically not making the profit back that they need to make fast enough in order to decide if they want to extend your limit or keep your limit low. So because you're not making them money fast enough, they're just like, well, bitch, if you're going to pay the credit card bill on time but not pay it off in full, and then turn around and use the money that you paid for the credit card, we're not really making any profits. There's no point in us keeping you. So a lot of credit card companies are not closing your credit card because you weren't making payments. They're closing it because you're not making big enough payments that help them make the money that they projected. Okay. So if a lot of people who were consistent shoppers that like to use their credit card in between them getting paid and actually using cash money do not have that option, I would think a lot less shit in the store is going to be purchased. And that's what's happening. So personally, now when I see certain things in the store, if I don't necessarily need it, I'm not fucking buying it. I don't care. If I don't necessarily love it, I'm not buying it. If my kids don't really need it, I don't care about them having it or not. When they come home and they be like, oh, I got this project due Friday. I need this and this and this. If I cannot get those supplies, I'm going to text their teacher and be like, hey, I cannot get these supplies by this short date. This should have been brought to my attention last week. Because shit is tighter than buttholes around this place, okay? You cannot tell me things are needed last minute. Everything is expensive. I sent a package a few weeks ago, and the regular priority box that used to be $10.50, they wanted $22 and something cents in order to send that package. What the fuck? So, y'all know I already hate the post office. And then on top of that, you're going to charge me more? Please! So that's what's happening with this high-ass inventory. So if you have the money and a store is like, they overpurchase something, you might look up and get it for the low. I.e. why TikTok is making buku money off of people with deals compared to stores, because I go back and forth. I can go on TikTok and see who has a better price with free shipment, or I can go on Amazon and see who has a better price with Prime free shipment next day. Okay, whoever had the better price is gonna win, because I am team, where can I spend less money? I am team, if I buy this meal, is it going to last just for today, or can I stretch it out 2 days? And that's how I shop now. It has to make sense, and that's how people are shopping. So when you are creating, when you are having inventory, these are not the people buying where you need to have 30 of the same sizes on hand, because if it's a small, you're probably not going to sell 30 smalls. You should focus on getting medium, large, extra large, 3X, because most people are those sizes now. Most people, even though fitness is a big thing, a lot of people are not working out. A lot of people are not eating right. A lot of people are stressed. A lot of people are drinking. So their clothes don't fit. It doesn't mean they don't want to look good. So I would say if you're going to have inventory, have more bigger sizes than you do have small sizes. When it comes to kids' clothes, have an assortment. But honestly, purchasing a whole bunch of baby shoes to have sit in your store and hoping they sell, they're probably not going to sell. People now are buying their kids' shoes when they absolutely need them, and they do not want to spend $100-something on kids' shoes because they're going to dog them out. They're going to dog them out, okay? That's it. That's all I got. I ain't got no more. All right. That's my thoughts, and I'm sticking to it. Thank you so much for checking out Wear It Right with Shan. You can find me on IG. You can find me at shanbypodden.com, and you can find me at shanbypodden on Twitter, at Wear It Right with Shan on Twitter, and at shanbypodden on TikTok. Have a great day. Look good, smell good, be good. That is it, and I'm out of here.